like 10 years later, maybe King Philip like imprisoned him and like he died. So
all that just to imprison your son.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew King Philip wasn't shit. I knew King Philip wasn't crap.
Yeah. He was. I think the entire Habsburg family was a piece of work.
They were Habsburgs.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains all of it.
Yeah, that's why if you look at pictures of them, they have that Habsburg kind of like slanted face with the chin.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, yeah. But apparently, like, because of the fall, like, even though Don Carlo recovered, he was like, he tried to kill his,
how was the
start
fall?
Up resistance. It so was sort of Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. Whoa. The way, because I was like, did they base Humpty Dumpty off of this? Honestly, that thinking. Whole podcast, I felt like they were lying about, or like,
Humpty it Dumpty felt was kind of diva. Yeah. I'm just thinking about him now.
Humpty Dumpty false flag operation. Anyway, you listen to Lethal Refresh, and Lethal Refresh is broadcasting to you on the traditional, unceded, and stolen territory of the Hulkamium-speaking Musqueam people, broadcasting out by radio waves all the way to the lands of the Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish, and broadcasting online at CITR.ca to whatever stolen lands you may be on. Elisa just entered the studio. Elisa brought all the tracks for today. Elisa's got some hot tracks.
I picked every single song and I memorized them.
DJ Lisa.
I could sing them right now.
Okay, if you remember all the tracks, what's the first track?
Gangnam Style by Psy. Whoa.
Really? Yes, we have a new Gangnam Style remix.
Gangnam Style. Remember Opa Homeless Style? Do you remember that?
What?
Opa Homeless Style?
Nah.
You don't? Okay, well, during your break, I will get you to read this.
Okay.
I know the lyrics by heart.
Yeah. Well, we got three tracks. First of all, how's everyone doing today? It's a crazy time.
Style.
Yeah. You went to your first powwow, Lisa, I heard.
I
with
did.
With some elk stew.
That was
I'm
awesome.
I'm sad I missed it.
That was really awesome.
Yeah.
Did you make it back for grand entry?
I was not able to. I was busy scheming. Mm.
Oh, it's okay.
For something I cannot say.
But sometimes you gotta scheme.
But it was great while I was there. I learned a lot, and I saw a lot of really cool things.
I brought Elisa an orange shirt to put on outside.
Mm-hmm.
And like half of the people at the powwow had an orange shirt, and I was like,
indeed.
For the people.
Uh-huh.
For the people. I made sure she was in the right attire as well.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
It was great.
Were you there for most of it?
I wasn't there for most of it. I was there in the evening, but many of my beautiful friends were dancing, and I was just
awesome.
Happy. They all looked so beautiful in their regalias. So cool. It was lovely, and seeing all the kids just makes me so happy. I started crying outside, seeing like a girl in her jingle dress, just like she was like 8 or something, just running and like the kind of screams kids do when they're playing. Mm-hmm. And like the medicine of the jingle dress comes from the sound that it makes, in the same way the medicine of the drum comes from the sound. So like it got me. Mm-hmm. Elisa and I were out there, and I was just like crying.
It's such a beautiful
Damn.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. That is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It occurred on such a nice day too.
Yeah, it was very lovely.
The rains paused for it, which was really nice.
It made me really happy to just like walk up to the bus loop in my ribbon skirt, and there's just a bunch of natives just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awesome. It made me so happy.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a really nice weekend. And
it was a nice weekend.
Now we have more things coming up. We have Steve Aoki tomorrow. Guys, it's Steve Aoki tomorrow.
Guys, Steve Aoki is playing tomorrow.
I don't think they sold all the tickets for it. So
really?
If you want to get a cake thrown in your face.
That's so funny.
No, they might have sold
that.
That
means they'll
be
in the red if they didn't.
No, they keep doing this. They keep like bringing on people that were like big in EDM 10 years ago, and then they like take all these photos that make it look like the pit is full, but it's
I mean they had Don Toliver last
Don
year.
Toliver
that
was
pretty
quite
crazy
big. But whoever it was before the like that block big t-shirt Billie Eilish,
I remember
it was like half the people, like it was the pit was empty, and then they just kind of were like they went on with it.
Whoa.
So I don't know if it'll be the same thing. The only thing I remember about Steve Aoki is the cake thing, and then he has a really terrible remix of a Beach Boys song. Which, if this was Lethal Refresh playing silly EDM remixes, we would play that.
Gangnam Style Deathcore.
Yeah, maybe we could play it under like us talking when we go back.
True.
I just googled Steve Aoki allegations. The overview.
That's the first thing you started with?
The overview says Steve Aoki is facing allegations of allegedly misusing COVID-19 relief funds, specifically from the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, with his loan-out company, DJ Kid Millionaire Touring, potentially using $2.4 million on just payroll costs.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I think he costs a lot of money. And that's why all the other DJs are not. That's his only allegation, though? I'm kind of surprised.
He was sued in 2015 by a fan who he stage dived on and broke her neck.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. I'm honestly surprised the cakes haven't caused any, like, neck breaks. There's, like, a video of him throwing the big sheet cake and it hits, like, a child or something. Or it's, like, maybe it's a small woman or something. Or, like, it's someone who's, like, not very big and they're on someone's shoulders and they just get, like, completely, like, cake, like, covers their entire
body.
Yeah,
I've seen those. It's surprising that people make it through that.
The onslaught?
They survive.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. But not on Steve Aoki. We have some new albums. Some new music has come out. A lot of new music. Some stuff from previous weeks, but we're going to play some brand new stuff. First thing we got, JR is back. The Joker of the hyperpop scene. Jane Remover.
Wow. Oh, yes. Jay.
Why can I not?
Jay asked me if I had listened to the album yet, and I have not.
I just did.
Me either. What do you think?
It's pretty good.
Flash in the Pan 2?
I don't know why, but everything to me sounds like Two Hollis lately. So I was like, this
girl,
sounds.
Get off your phone.
This sounds like Two Hollis. Get a off bit. Of but, phone. I mean, it was still.
Wait,
really
I'm
going
to hit the Nets band. Hold on.
What? What are you doing? He doesn't do that. Does he do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you haven't seen that video?
Of him doing
Danny
that?
Danny just hit the Nets bend.
You gotta
all our listeners.
Google Nets bend dance and you'll Nets see what dance. I just hit in the studio.
Wait, I'm gonna just move.
I'm
one
also
of the
blonde,
tracks.
So I'm literally him.
Yes.
This is true. This is the truest.
But you're not
statement.
Blonde with dark tips, Billie Eilish style tips. Okay, so we have Jane Remover has a new album, Revenge Seekers. She's holding like a flaming sword in a what looks like a some sort of nuclear machine room.
Okay.
Wait, I can show you the cover right here. Wait, let's see. Ah! And she's also smoking. Jane, be careful with them cigarettes. And then next we have Atta Rook just released a new EP with Black Winter Wells.
I didn't know that.
It's like a little duo. They just released yesterday. No, today. I just woke up early or maybe late. I can't remember when they uploaded it. But yeah, it's new. Pretty good. Pretty short. And then also new album from Back X Wash, which came out a little while ago, like last week. And this is a collab with Chloe Hotline, who I do not. Oh, wait. I know this person. I know one of their albums, but I haven't listened to them in so long. Yeah, this person's awesome. Chloe Hotline is very cool. What the heck? How do I get this and not? Anyway, so we're going to listen to those three. Anything else before
we'll
go?
We'll catch you on the flip.
We'll catch you on the flip. Thanks for listening. Once again, listening to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9. And we hope you have an amazing time listening to these artists. Bye.
Oh, I didn't know Danny Brown was...
flood what you heard. You want to take what I own. Bitches getting fired. I want all things love. I got left to clean. Are you like it? Hell got a right loop from me, step by head, go crazy in his face, step by news, epic, say anything, take high, take no days off, 365, we live to go hard, like the intern, gotta tell me what you want to win, you take turns, let me know what I'm up against, back on the walls, we're drop on the ceiling, gotta climb up, when the sky still can't, cause you don't say what you make me a bitch, you pay no more, but after my kids, you know, you psycho, make me insane, I bet you pull a profit off it, I'm supposed to be a rip out your wrist, how could you hate just on my dick, if you can't point to places I've been, bro, them creeping under my skin like damn, they follow me home, fuck what you heard.
and her words taste so sweet, like ichor on my tongue. 1,000 feet from sunlight on my fins, not used to it. But I'll be soon, won't hear from you, and I'll forget all that you said. All my regrets melt in the
anywhere that we are. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7pm. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sister Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sister Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Oh my god.
Hey everybody, we are back with Lethal Refresh. So no boyfriend yet. Me wearing boxers with the band showing through my pants. Carabiner on the loop. Short shaggy hair. Tatted up with piercings. Buff as hell for no reason. No grandma, I'm just focusing on my career.
Thank you.
That ought to tell you something about what's going on right now.
That's true. The woke mind
in our
virus.
Current political and socioeconomic state. You just heard Psycho Boost featuring Danny Brown by Jane Remover from the new album Revenge Seekers. Again, I said it sounds like Two Hollis.
I hate to say that you are kind of right, and it does kind of sound like Two Hollis, but it was fire.
Everyone's doing the hard style thing right now with the kicks, the raw
style.
The
woke mind virus.
And then you have Atarook and Black Winter Wells with All off the new album Naiad. And then Backwash and Chloe Hotline with Dissociation from the new album Only Dust Remains. Pretty good. Three awesome tracks. Oh, did I give you? Oh, yeah, your phone's over there.
It's over here.
Nice.
That Jane Remover so Danny Brown track is really fun.
Yeah, I think also for the album, there's some remix tracks from the singles. Like JRJRJR got like changed. Mm-hmm. I like how it sounds a lot better, IMO, with this new version. But it's a good album. Revenge Seekers just came out a couple days ago. Pretty good. Very excited to hear it live. But I hope I hear a bit of everything Jane does live, which is next month. Forget when it is next month. The 9th of May?
I don't remember.
But yeah, Jane Remover show at the Peony something, or maybe not, or maybe it's at the Rickshaw. Can't remember. I'm not seeing any shows until all this school stuff winds down. So. Same. But saw Frog. They were awesome.
Frigo camelo, okay. Buffo fardello nel centro della città, tra macchine e calore. Un frigo camelo.
The Italian language is really beautiful. Anyway, you're gonna hear On the Low by Rico Nasty. All my scene britches in the club. Say Rar from the album Cringe Culture is Dead by Foreskin.
That cover looks like your friend.
Eliotto?
Yeah, it looks like Eliotto style.
It's beautiful cover.
Like, that's when I saw that, I thought we had a new Eliotto track.
New Eliotto, which is actually Foreskin, which is not Eliotto, which is actually Foreskin. And then we have Flat Room from the new album, You Will Only Get Older. I Don't Even Need. Really like Flat Room. Forget where they're from, if they're British or from here. But they're coming up. They recently just toured with Cerise Dream, I think. And some others through America. So they're getting to tour with their new album. Really good. Ready? Oh, Rico Nasty track is going to be awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Get nasty.
I accidentally played that. Okay. Let's get Rico Nasty. Bye-bye. Whoever put this song on in the playlist, we're coming to get you, little bro. This song's from 2020. This ain't refresh.
We're gonna take the fries out of your bag.
If you put this on here, we're coming for you. Okay, we're not gonna play this song. You can hear it later. You know what the song is called? All My Scene Britches in the Club. Say Rar by Foreskin by Cringe Culture's Dead. We're actually gonna hear I Don't Even Need by Flat Room instead, and then after that, we're gonna hear Keep Wondering Why by DJ Sabrina the Teenage DJ. Again, we're coming for you. Okay, enjoy the next song. Bye. Wow.
got a long way from here, from whatever I have inside to things you shouldn't hear. I think we got a long way to go to catching up to my intent, to learn and love something I don't even need. I don't. Thank you.
Hey, you just heard I Don't Even Need My Flat Room. Before that, you also heard On the Low by Rico Nasty. And you also heard another song, but we're not going to talk about that. I was going to play some DJ Sabrina, Roar. But that song is like 7 minutes.
Roar. Sorry, Sabrina. You're getting cut.
We'll play Sabrina, but it's like, you know, we only have like
15 minutes.
Do you guys
see that video
left.
Of Sabrina Carpenter? She does that. Have you ever tried this one and the most recent one where she goes like that? You would look at me. She goes, have you
did
seen
she
that?
Do that?
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, she did that.
I mean, we're only human. We're born in sin.
We are only human. Here's GTG by Skrillex.
Yeah, speaking of being born in sin, the song is GTG.
Oh, the Glory. Cover is so fire also. I've seen Glory this album to God. Cover all over my feed.
Yeah, it was going to be a different one about hot dogs. Like it was like, fuck, frick you, Skrillex, you ate on my hot dogs. This song is Skrillex, GTG, from the new album with Sweden and Badria. But it was going to be like, you ate on my hot dogs or something, but I can't remember.
You know, Mac DeMarco had some easy hot dogs. You remember that?
Hot dogs.
I thought you said Mac DeMarco has some E.
he no, might.
Easy hot dogs? What does that mean?
You remember?
He has some easy hot dogs?
Yeah.
No.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
What is an easy hot dog?
His album was called Five Easy Hot Dogs.
Oh.
Is it
Poop
new?
Brains?
Is it new?
Yes, this was one of his more recent ones.
Is it the one where he wears the cowboy hat? No. Is that one with the big smiley face on it?
No, that's one like years old.
Oh, the one that has like Vancouver yes, 1, Vancouver yes. 2.
Yeah, damn, I had a good one. Bit. You confused
Sorry.
Clowns in the
Sorry.
Studio today.
I once went to the Juno Center when I was very young, and I was very mad when I went to the National Music Center, and I was like, Mac DeMarco's not here. They have stupid Rush and Tragically Hip, but no Mac DeMarco. Don't they understand Canadian music?
Don't they understand?
And you know what? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's there now, but I don't know why I was like that.
And also, congratulations to Elisa P for winning Alternative Album of the Year.
Elisa Nathaniel B?
Elisa P. Elisa P won it for her album Inuktitut, which is covers of 80s rock ballads in the indigenous language Inuktitut. It's so fire. And yeah, it won Alternative Album of the Year at the Junos.
That's very cool. That's very epic. Go listen to it right now if you're listening on the radio. Forget this show. Go listen to that. What's it called again?
Inuk, I don't know if I can, like, Inuktitut by Elisa P, E-L-I-S-A-P.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
It's my name.
Great.
GTG,
and then Ain't Ever Really Done a Good Thing by Ann Cowboys. They're from Alberta, from Calgary, I think, or Edmonton. It's, like, conflicting, but they just came out with an album called Tread Plate Black Rust Castle. You will know it if you hear it, what this sounds like. And then we're also going to play Cut My Face For You by Dog Popstar and Becca CC.
Don't do that.
Which is a new single. So you're going to hear those three, and they'll probably go to ads and then maybe play like one more song. But enjoy. Okay. Skrillex, glory to God. Enjoy.
Thing, man.
fucking gauge. No, I never. No, I never. I never. I was on a single thing. That was when I never. I quit. I never. Nothing at all except what I've done.
Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Hello.
Heyo, we're back. Lethal Refresh. You just heard an ad. You should join a collective. You should join. Spit is next week, right? It's not this week.
I think it's next week.
Well, you should join us on Spit, which is next week, which is music, and you can play any music you want. You just heard three songs. You just heard Glory to God by Skrillex, Swat M, and Baria, Ain't Ever Really Done a Good Thing by Ann Cowboys, and Cut My Face for You by Dog Popstar and Bake SEC. Good songs. I like them. The Dog Popstar song sounds a lot like a Salem song. which is cool, I guess. But we're low on time. We can only play like two more tracks, which is so sad. Time passes so fast.
We'll be back next Monday.
We will. It's so fleeting. And we're missing Dear Jay, who is not here right now. But you can catch more awesome shows later today. Is Unseated happening today?
Yeah, Unseated Airwaves today. I will be talking about Red Wire magazine, which is a magazine for and by Indigenous youth with no censorship. And that kind of is what led to it being shut down, because it was so cool and radical. And it was like, Native youth, like, arm yourselves, like, learn your language, like, set up a, here's like how to set up a blockade. So it didn't last very long and it shut down in like 2008. But I'll be talking about that today.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Tune in at 5 to 6.
5 to 6? Nice. That sounds very fun. And then after that, you also get to hear Gobstopper, hopefully. Yeah. I don't know if it is.
Hopefully it's happening today.
Hopefully we'll be gobbing today. My show, I Love You Hour, will not be tomorrow because Steve Aoki will be playing. And I don't know. I want to go to the beach, honestly.
That sounds great.
After this show, you're going to hear the amazing, the wonderful Chris Riffick from Parts Unknown, who's going to play. And Alisa will be doing a lot of dangerous things.
I will be doing
scary things.
Yeah, we'll be on air till 12:55 and then we'll send you off.
Yeah,
I will be in Longyearbyen. Longyearbyen, Norway.
I won't actually. Okay, we'll have to do a fan meetup. You should be like the new Speed. You should like go to every country and be like, what's up?
I'll only go to the like super northern like places.
Yeah.
Like,
and they'll chase you. They'll be like, we have, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think we'll only have time for one more song.
And it's the best song on this playlist. We're going to play You Tell Me by Corey Lingo and Young Friendy. I've been obsessed with this EP. Corey Lingo is really amazing. And this song is a hang in there cat photo. It's gonna be okay. Whatever happens, whatever our futures may lie in the coming weeks, months, and years, just know that you are awesome, you are valid, and we here at the Lethal Refresh crew love you.
Mwah.
Ain't that right?
Mwah.
And we're here to send you off with this awesome song for the rest of your day. This is You Tell Me by Corey Lingo and Young Friendy. Enjoy, and we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too many.